Radio America is addictive. Join us here for the retro sounds of yesterday.
Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the locket that Lum baked in the loaf of bread intended for Miss Fredericks is causing no end of trouble. Gussie Hogan, who found the locket, thought Lum had intended it for her and has taken it as a token of his affection. Her brother, Snake Hogan, who enjoys the reputation of being the bad man of the community, is seeing to it that Lum doesn't disappoint his sister in her newly found romance. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner alone at the store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner.
Where have you been all morning?
Oh, I just been over the place there trying to study things out, Abner.
Study things out?
Yeah, looks like I've got enough worries for half a dozen people.
What's the matter now?
What's the matter? You ought to know, calling up Gussie Hogan and telling her I put that locket in a loaf of bread for Miss Fredericks.
Well, that was the truth, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you can't come right out and tell somebody something like that.
You can't.
Recollect, Gussie's an old maid that ain't had a beau in 20 years. This is the greatest thrill she's had in her life, getting that locket with my picture in it saying to the one I love.
Oh, yeah, she figured you and her were same as Gage whenever she found that locket.
Yeah, and you calling up and telling her it was all a mistake, just got her so tore up, she might not went into hysterics.
Well, I'm sorry if I got you into any trouble over it, Lum. I thought I was helping.
I know you were trying to do the right thing, all right.
I come by your place last night to tell you and you weren't home.
No, I never got in till after 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Where in the world did you go?
Over to Gussie.
Oh, you went over there, did you?
Well, you heard Snake call me on the telephone yesterday and tell me if I never he was coming over there and get me and drag me over there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, he did.
Oh.
Great big bully coming around throwing guns on people, trying to scare somebody.
Well, what all did he have to say?
Oh, he accused me of trifling with his sister's confection and said I was going to have to go over there and cheer Gussie up. So I went.
Well, I do know.
It was right pitiful. If it had been anybody else besides myself, I'd have felt downright sorrowful for her.
Well?
To hear her blubbering clean out in the road before we got in the house.
Huh.
Laying there on the sofa with her head buried in the pillow, crying like her heart would break.
She was, huh?
Yeah. I never knowed what the trouble was till then. She explained to me that you'd called up and told her that I never meant the locket for her and that I was in love with Miss Frederick.
Well, that's the truth, ain't it?
Yeah, but that's awful disappointment to somebody like that.
Well, you never told her that you meant to lock it for her, did you?
Well, no, I never exactly told her that. I just told her that you must have been joshing, for I never even know what you call. That's what I said.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Here I got you out of it, and you got yourself right back into it again.
Well, Abner, I'm just too tender-hearted to stand there and see a woman cry like that. And her brother stand there with a gun in my back, too.
And you had to stay there till 10 o'clock explaining things to her, huh?
No, I had supper there.
At supper?
Snake's woman insisted on me staying. Have sort of a family gathering, she called it.
Uh-huh.
Then after supper, we sat there in the parlor and sort of visited. That is, Ms. Hogan and Snake and me did. Gussie just sat there and blushed and giggled.
Well, what was she blushing about?
Oh, Snake making jokes, trying to josh us. Said I was too skinny, she's going to have to feed me right good and fatten me up when we get married.
Get married?
They were saying it, not me. Then he'd goofaw and she'd giggle.
Well, then he'd do what?
Goofaw, laugh loud.
Oh.
I never was a dad blame glad to get away from a place in my life. I run every step of the way home.
Well?
Never slept a wink last night, never closed an eyelid. Trying to study some way out of this mess.
Well, you better just stay away from over there, Lum. That Snake will have you married before you know it. He'd love mighty well to get her married off, I know that.
Yeah. I'm going to hide from her till this sort of blows over. I may take a trip. I don't know.
Well, now, you oughtn't to be that scared of Snake, Lum. Let him force you into something like this.
I ain't scared of him. Just don't want to have no trouble if I can help it. He's crazy enough to shoot a feller.
Yeah.
Only chance I'd have is to pack guns, too, and just shoot it out with him. I wouldn't want to do that even if I knowed I could beat him to the draw. I don't want to shoot nobody.
No. Well, I guess you're right, Lum. If you can work it out some other way, it'd be better, I guess. For he'll shoot you, I know that.
Yeah, well, let's don't talk about that.
He's been in two or three shooting scrapes around here and always got out by pleading self-defense.
Well, I'm just going to let things sort of rock along till I can study some way out of this. Wish I was a few years younger. Don't blame if I wouldn't join the Army.
Well, that'd be a good thing for you. I seen Tom Blevins' boy back home from camp yesterday. I say, boy, Lord me, he looks like a grown man now.
Does
it? Yeah, straightened up, chest all filled out, bigger than his paw.
Well, I do know. Well, everyone I saw come back to just improve something wonderful.
Yeah.
That boy, Miss Gilbert's home here not long ago. I've never seen such an improvement in a boy in my life. He's in the store here with his mother, and just as nice and polite and thoughty of his mother. Regular gentleman.
Yeah, I seen him.
I never knew Tom Blevins' boy was home.
Well, he just got in yesterday.
How'd he come in, on the train?
No, he said he come home on the furlough.
Furlough? That's a leave of absence, sort of a vacation.
Well, that's what he come home on, then.
Well, what I mean, Abner, furlough... Wait a minute. Well, I do know. There's Mousy Gray coming across the street there.
Huh?
First time I saw him up in the daytime, and I don't know when.
Oh, that reminds me, Lom. He was in here looking for you yesterday.
Mousy looking for me?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want?
Why, he said he's mad at you.
Mousy mad at me?
That's what he said.
Oh, quit judgment. That fella never was mad at nobody.
Well, he said yesterday he was awful mad at you.
Well, how could he be? I ain't saw him in 6 months. He couldn't be mad at me unless some of them mill hands had been joshing him again, telling him something I said about him or something.
Well, that might be what it is. They're all as pulling pranks on him.
Yeah, all as send him out after striped paint for a barber pole they're making, or after a pie stretcher, or a left-handed monkey wrench, or something.
Yeah, he was in here the other day after a left-handed monkey wrench, and I told him we never had none. Fact's it, I don't recollect ever seeing one.
Of course not. There ain't no such a thing.
Well, what does left-handed fellas use then?
Well, they just turn the wrench over, silly.
Well, why, sure. What's the matter with them fellas down there at the mill, anyway?
Mousy's coming in here. Come in, Mousy. What can we do for you?
Morning, Lon. I just wanted to talk to you.
Well, sure. What is it, Mousy?
Well, you see, Lon, well, maybe I better not talk to you today. I'm so mad it might be better for me to wait till I cool off a little.
Well, Abner was telling me just now you're mad at me.
Yes, I am, Lon. Awful mad.
What are you mad at me about? First time I've saw you in 6 months.
Well, I just come over to have it out with you.
Well, sure, that's the thing to do.
But I believe I better come back some other time. I'm such a rage today, I just can't even talk about it.
Well, here, wait a minute. I want to know what it...
I better go and get myself under control. I'll be back.
I
told you he was mad.
Well, you'd never know it if he hadn't have said it.
No.
Well, Granny, that is a limit when Mousy gets mad at me. Everybody in this town's mad at me about something. Here, I've been trying to do right, but maybe it's all my fault. I don't know. Miss Fredericks is mad at me. She heard about Gussie Hogan wearing that locket with my picture in it. Frank Foster's mad at me for sparking at Miss Fredericks. Snake's mad at me. Mousy.
Oh, well, now, it ain't your fault. You've just been worrying too much, Lum. I told Elizabeth this morning I was going to bring you home to supper tonight. Maybe a good meal would help you get your troubles off your mind.
Well, that's mighty thoughty of you, Abner. Glad to know I've got one friend left anyway, but...
She said she's going to bake up everything you like to eat. Going to have a big chocolate layer cake and fried chicken.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I started to tell you, Abner, I can't make it tonight.
Well, she's done got the stuff cooked, Lum. Wait a minute. You ain't letting that Snake Hogan make you come over to see Gussie again, are you?
Snake Hogan ain't making me do nothing. He ain't running my life.
Well, that's better.
They're having a special meeting of the lodge tonight.
Oh.
Whole bunch of fellers from the county seat's coming out. We're going to put on a special initiation for them.
Well?
Natural, me being the high supreme loyal counselor, I've got to be there to lead my part of the initiation ceremony. Nobody else can take my place.
No, well, that's different. Sure.
I do hate to miss that meal. Special after Elizabeth being so nice to go to all that bother for me.
Oh, well, she'll understand. You can't miss an important lodge meeting like that, Lonnie.
Wait a minute. That was her ring. I'll get it.
If it's Elizabeth, why, you just blame her why you can't come. She'll understand.
Yeah. Hello? Got him down store, bakery and library. Oh. Yeah, this is him. Do what? Oh, well, I can't tonight. Why, I've got a special lodge meeting I've got to... Yeah, but this is a special meeting I've got to attend. There's some fellas coming out here from... All right, Snake, I'll be there. All right. It's 7 o'clock sharp. All right, Snake. Well, you don't have to threaten me. I'll be there. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Long?
Why, I decided to take supper over to Hogan's tonight. Gussie's cooking a meal for me.
We are pleased to announce that soon you will be able to order many great different shows, 50 shows in MP3 format on a CD for a low price of $5, which includes shipping. If you are interested, please email me at radioamerica@inbox.com.